In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, the two members of The Whispering Tree, Eleanor Kleiner and Ellie Brangbohr. Hey, guys.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. It's just the two of you? Has it always been just the two of you?
You know, we started about 10 years ago, and at the time we were playing with a full band, and then we realized that it's just a lot easier logistically touring as a duo.
Drummers are a pain in the butt, aren't they?
Oh, it's always the drummers, yeah.
They're always in five different bands. They can never rehearse.
Yep.
Now, Eleanor, you're from the Hudson Valley, right?
I'm actually from Westchester, New York.
That is, qualifies. What town?
From Pelham.
Of course, beautiful over there near the water. And Ellie,
yep.
Where are you from, though? You used to have an accent.
I'm from France.
Oh, France, that would explain it. And how did you two meet?
Yeah. We both met in London, in England, when we were at music school.
Oh, no kidding. Which music school was that?
It was called London Center for Contemporary Music, LCCM. It was a fairly new school at the time, but I think they've expanded a lot lately.
Wow, that's worked out well for the both of you. Very serendipitous meeting. Eleanor, how did you find your way to London?
Well, my parents are English, actually, so it was actually cheaper for me to go to school over there, not surprisingly. and it was just a really unique program that I haven't found anything similar in the States, catered to like contemporary music. And I just went because I wanted to meet people to play music with. And so it worked out.
Seemed to work out very well. Also, this music has taken you all over the world, according to the bio I read about you guys. So you've been predisposed to the travel end of show business.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love traveling, both of us.
Yeah, we both love traveling, so whenever we get an opportunity to travel and play music at the same time, you know, it's the best of both worlds.
Do you do it on your own dime, or are you crowdfunding in some way?
We have not crowdfunded touring, but we are crowdfunding our next album that's coming out in April.
And have you done that before? Has it worked out for you?
It's our first time, and we're at 107% of our target, so yeah, it worked out. I had no idea what to expect.
Oh, that's fantastic. 107. How long did it take to reach 107?
We did it for, was it 60 days?
The name The Whispering Tree, it's just lovely to say. Is that the reason you chose it?
I guess partially. We were just like trying to come up with cool sounding names, and we're both nature lovers. We love camping and hiking, and it just kind of made sense.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, The Whispering Tree. Eleanor, do you live now in Westchester, or where do you live now?
We live in Beacon, New York.
Oh, Beacon. Beautiful, right? That's a great music scene, isn't it? It's a great scene altogether.
Oh, my God. It's so nice. Yeah. I love it.
Eleanor, what does Ellie bring to Whispering Tree that you don't?
Well,
Ellie, you be thinking about the other end of that conversation, because I'm going to get to you in a moment.
I usually come up with the initial song idea, like the chord structure and the lyrics and the melody, and then I'll bring it to him, and he will add in, like, say, like a B section maybe that would never have occurred to me, or some kind of instrumentation or arrangement that's totally not something I would have thought of on my own. So he brings, like, just this other point of view to it, which is always valuable.
Ellie, it's your turn. What does Eleanor bring to The Whispering Tree?
Well, she brings her absolutely beautiful voice, and I think she really, really has a knack to like encompass emotional content with her lyrics, you know, mm-hmm. and convey her message through her songs.
Well, it sounds like you belong together. It shows in the song No Love. Tell me a little bit about the song No Love. How was it written?
I think that just came to me on the piano. What usually happens is, like, I'll get maybe a first verse and the chords at the same time and kind of go from there. So it just happened. Like, I wish I had a better story for it, but that one just literally came out.
But the content of the lyric?
Yeah. Well, this happens too. Like, I'll just start singing something, and then I kind of have to later try to figure out what it is I'm talking about.
Right, then you backwards into the song.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, what was I trying to say? So this one is, like, about this longing to return to, like, the past. It can also be, it's a little morbid. It could be, like, just wanting to, like, get out of this life, you know, and escape from suffering, return to some kind of, like, sense of peace.
Yeah, a lot of things in life have that double edge to them.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool song. I'm glad you sent it in to us. You have some shows coming up in the Hudson Valley?
Yeah, we do. This Saturday, we're in Woodstock at Colony Cafe. And then on Sunday afternoon, we're in Nanuet, New York at Borderline Folk Music Club. And then the 27th, we're here in good old Beacon at the Town Crier.
Okay.
And that's a free show, too.
Oh, that's free. Fantastic. What's your website? Where can we find out more about The Whispering Tree?
You can check us out at thewhisperingtree.com and at The Whispering Tree on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Eleanor. Congratulations. Here is No Love from The Whispering Tree in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight.
Thank you so much, Andy.
100.7 WHUD. See you soon, guys, and good luck.
Thanks.
See you back.